I'm gonna throw down for Hasselhoff's mom.
Flop through.
Have you guys ever been to Kaufman's and Grandma's?
Yeah. I went there last year when they didn't own the house.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Football house is better, I think.
Yeah, it's for parties.
For parties.
Well, when we went to Kaufman's,
their house was better for people shooting.
It really is.
People were shooting on the floor. I swear to God, his floor was like this, like going up and down.
You were drunk. That's why.
No.
Kaufman's floor, like they were up in the kitchen, probably right. Like up in the kitchen. Yes. That shit is like you can walk on it and have not a lot of people on it and it's still like you'll be sketched out. Like it's fucking weird.
That shit is not up to regulations.
No.
True.
Yo, what's good with y'all?
What's up, baby?
What's up, man?
What's happening?
Who we got in the studio today, bro?
We got Glad.
Yes, sir.
Carter, Joe, the OGs.
So, baby.
And we got Corey back in after missing a week. And we got Tyler coming later.
Fool.
Hey, hold on. We all got the topics. Wait, did I send it to you?
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Yeah, you sent it.
I didn't send it to Corey.
Talking about Buzzies.
The Buzzies. And it's all right.
Oh. We're talking about the Buzzies. Did you do the mentor shit?
Yeah,
tomorrow's
I did.
Tomorrow's the last day.
For real?
Yeah.
I usually go on Fridays.
I was going to get my kids something, but my bank account ain't looking good.
Oh, wait, we can get them gifts?
Shit. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they was going to say, like, we was wilding or something if we do.
Freaking...
TJ
bought his kid a ball.
For real? They're gonna be hating on my kid. I'm about to buy him mad shit.
What you about to get him, bro?
Something to make the other fifth graders mad.
You know what he likes?
He likes basketball. He likes the Warriors.
You gonna get him a jersey?
Every fifth grader likes
my
the
kid
Warriors.
Loves
guns. You gonna get him a jersey?
Son, you got like they gave you a like third grader.
Guns. I don't know how I feel about that.
I know how I felt about that.
Yeah, he was like, I want to be in the military.
Oh, come on. Shit, I looked
at him. I was like, yo, this kid crazy.
That's my ID.
Yo, this
is very weird.
That's,
but nah, he likes Star Wars. Oh, so I was going to get him like,
yeah, I'm going to get my shit.
You know, like the Lego shit, like the building? He said he likes Legos, and he always talk about,
yeah,
you know the Walker themes?
Yeah.
The AT-T shit?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm going to get him that shit.
Cause
it's
I'm
gonna
get it by tomorrow.
Tomorrow's
the last day.
I'm gonna Walmart after this. Yeah.
But like I said, my bank account ain't looking type of good right now.
Bro, me either.
Bro, me either, bro.
I'm gonna go where with my work tomorrow.
We got work tomorrow?
Yeah.
What time?
The 6. But I'm gonna have a word. I'm gonna have a word with them about my bank account. Cause like, I signed up for a direct deposit. They keep giving me checks. I'm like, no. Put my money in my bank account, okay?
Yeah, let them know, Carter. I want my money in my bank account. Not on the 5th, on the 1st. I want that joint at midnight. I want to go cash that shit in.
Because you want to be able to have your money right then and there. You don't want to have to, like...
chase it around.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started working. I stayed up that whole night to see what time... my check was gonna be in my deposit. I went to that joint at 2:30. First check due $180.
$180.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
What was some change?
Shit, I'm be earning $300 a week.
But that was like my first job.
$300 a week.
Yeah.
Same here.
I don't care. You got some money.
You get two jobs or something.
You working the summer course?
Yeah, I am.
I'll be working at
landscape,
the mall.
Baby.
It's in the mall.
I love landscape. It's hard. Like it's hard work, and it's, you know, I don't know. I just like doing it. You can work well.
I don't got the patience.
Working at Lowe's.
I love setting mulch down. I love.
No, I would do that, but here's the thing. When it gets like 100 degrees outside, I'm like,
yeah, I live in Florida.
I'm like, top of me going inside. Once it gets to like 100 degrees or like 105,
my friends, they be doing.
I ain't doing no mulch. I'm not doing shit.
No mulch.
I'm gonna be in there.
And then if the people like rude.
I'm gonna deal
with rude people like Domino's. Working at Domino's, you'll deal with rude people at Domino's. Yeah, trust me.
I'm not working.
When will you be off though? When you have 2 jobs?
I'll say, hey, I want these 2 days off of work. Okay.
Dude, so you know. I worked at Honey Eggs.
Are your manager's young?
Yeah. Huh? I made pretzels.
Are your manager's young?
Thirties.
Dude, I ate more.
I don't know about the one in the Lowe's in Culpeper. Yeah.
Yo, pretzels are fucking amazing.
My brother works at the one there.
Yo. What? You vape, bro?
Yeah.
When did you start?
I stopped. Like, I didn't vape all spring ball.
What, like, is it bad for you?
No. Can be if you do it a long time. I don't.
The drug test reads that?
No.
No.
Mine doesn't even have nicotine in it.
So why do you vape? You don't have nicotine.
Flavoring.
But okay, since it don't have nicotine in it, is it bad for you?
I don't know. It says it can be, but I don't think so. I think if I vape every second of every day, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like what could happen?
Like
that
shit's crazy. Like lung problems and stuff like that. But that's like not like serious, but like there's something like
gotcha.
Yeah.
It's bad for you.
Yo, Snoop Dogg got another show. He always got a show, bro.
Hell yeah.
Take it.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. It costs a lot of money too.
What's this new that rate? That only costs $60 for the whole kit.
For the whole kit?
Yeah.
Where did you get it at the mall?
No, I got it online.
Wait a minute.
What, Amazon?
I got it from like a vape online website.
So is it like I wanna know if it's bad
for you. It can be bad for you if you do it every day.
And if it has nicotine in it, right?
Yeah. Well anything with nicotine can be dipping can be bad for
dipping
you.
Is fucking retarded. Whoever fucking dips is fucking retarded.
Half of the damn football team.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
You know we can actually get fined for that shit?
Yeah, get fined for that too. In your room. No, it can sit in your room, but you can't smoke it in your room.
No, I'm talking about for tobacco.
Like it just being in your room?
No. What?
You're talking about the football team.
Talking about the football team.
Oh, have you dipped before? Football can get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because we were in a meeting with Coach Hodge and the whole offense, and he stopped in the middle of the meeting and goes like this.
To do his own shit?
You remember that? He puts a fat lip in and goes, all right, man. Yeah. Like kept going.
Yeah, the coaches can get in trouble for that shit, too.
Yeah. Like, what's it do?
It
gives you like
a nicotine buzz. Like a, I don't know.
Have I
ever
gotten one before?
Yeah.
I know.
Have you done it before?
Me? Dip? No.
I know.
Wait, what happened,
Kurt? I know.
Here.
What? You said dinner? You said dinner?
Dinner. Dinner. How are you?
Oh. You said dinner, bro. I mean, like,
yo, this is our 100th episode.
Is it running?
It's like, no. This is our last episode. It's still celebratory.
Corey went to the door right now.
Yeah,
so.
Man, I'll be slipping.
Alright.
I'll see you soon. Alright. Well, I feel like any smoke you put in your lungs are bad for you.
Yeah, like, it just gives you, like, breathing problems. Like, not for life, but, like, for that time. So like I don't vape during the season, I don't vape during spring ball. I'll vape every, you know, I don't know, every month, maybe once every month.
Do I ever vape during the season? I don't know. Cause Millie let me use his vape pen.
Hey, he's not here yet.
Yo, I thought you had dinner, brother. You'd be like, yo, I'm about to go get
it. Yo, we should have done that for our last episode.
Yo, tell Tyler bring dinner. Hello.
We can order pizza and pick it up. Okay. And we all, I don't have cash.
Okay.
Anybody got the Cash App? Got Cash App?
I'm not going to use that shit. This shit confused me.
You just say request or pay, and then you select the amount and you send it to somebody.
Some hoe from high school, she tried to cash, they said, have me send her $5, and I was like,
Why? If you request, like, if I sent you the link to Cash App and you don't have it, and you download it, we can both get $5 from it. But that's if you get $5 from me or if I get $5 from you.
Like,
and then so we both get $5 back. So you'd get $5 and I'd get $10.
True.
It was like Alexis Bradley.
They requested.
Was
she
cute?
Huh? She had a fat ass but ugly ass face. She was like a light skin. If she didn't wear makeup, put
face down. Face down.
Would you mess with a girl that's ugly in the face but
what's nice her IG?
Body?
No, I'm not. I'm just looking at.
I want to pull it up right now.
Maybe. Depends. How ugly is the face? Are we talking like a 1 or are we talking like a 5, 4?
Yeah, how ugly was his face?
Pimples everywhere.
So was it like on a scale of 1 to 10? How ugly? So 10 being the ugliest.
She's still a 7 without makeup.
So she's a 3.
Without makeup, she's a 7. With makeup, she's like an 8, 9.
Oh yeah,
like of ugliness. Or of like
of ugliness or of
let me see.
Yeah,
y'all both.
I'll smash.
Let me see.
I'll smash. Yeah, you can see ugly, bro.
Let me see.
Austin Brodus.
No, she goes to American University. Guys, I don't feel like done with her ass.
Let me see. I said the whole dub.
You're not ugly. What the hell you talking about?
All right, Joe, let me see that.
You did not see her without makeup before.
What up, Tyler? Why y'all see this shit?
Females without makeup.
Nah, he opened the door for you, and he was like, Tyler not here. You're a fucking liar, Corey.
He wasn't here.
I love myself.
Oh, okay.
Where'd you just come from?
Huh?
Where'd you come from?
Library.
Are you studying?
I was grinding. I was trying to get this grade up in this class.
He was grinding, bro.
Tyler's here.
What's up? What's up?
Man, she's fine. What you talking
about? Corey, what the hell are you talking about,
man? How do you go, Corey?
She looked hit as shit without makeup.
Are you gay?
No.
Hold on.
I'm telling you, man.
Hold on.
Can I put this on your Snapchat? I ain't gonna lie.
Can I put this on your Snapchat?
You okay, Joe? Yeah, I'm gonna lie. I was trying to smash that shit all
throughout
high school. She didn't let me
smash. She had a boyfriend
or something? No,
she didn't. Joe just got some Pontiac. Does she have a
boyfriend? I don't know. Oh, my bad. What school she go to? She goes to American University. So she's up in D.C.
In D.C.? Oh, you need to take a trip down to D.C. Are you a charger right
now? But she's at least after her pictures, bro.
You want you? Yeah, we should take a trip down to D.C. and just party. You still know, right? You still in contact with her now?
Hey, is that a charger right there, Joe?
Yeah, it's for me.
I don't know.
Can you get in contact with her?
Yeah, no, I'm not fucking with
her. Why? You won't fuck with her. I'll be fucking with her.
Anybody got a block?
I think she got a
block. Open that patch. Like, this is the most unorthodox.
Well, if he got a mask,
yeah, we are. No, we're not.
But she's secretive.
Hey, so last episode,
she was like a low key hoe. Like, I'm not gonna.
Hold on, wait. What's gonna be like our like big topic for the last episode? Cause it has to be something fun. Wait, what?
This is our last episode,
man. Yeah. I know. Yeah, this is our last episode. Like for our last episode, we're gonna bring.
What you said? You sent buzzies. You sent buzzies.
Well, what are some?
Hold on.
How do you?
Infinity War, NFL.
Hey, Infinity War will be our big thing. Infinity War will be our big thing.
All right, you saw it. Can we see it?
Oh, y'all see it.
How do you know?
Hulk is a dog, bro.
Yeah, how do you know if you're in the friend zone or not? Like, what are some signs?
She calls you buddy.
Buddy. She tells you every fucking
thing. Hey, and when you want to go out with her on a date, you say you want to go out. Yeah, and then she brings friends with her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gay.
Trust me, I know about
friends. And then she, like, tells you, I mean, everything. Joe, I knew I was in a friend zone when this girl said.
I have.
She was like, yo, I gotta Tyler, take a shit, okay? blah, blah, blah. Did you run? She had to take a shit. Speedo told me she had to take a shit before.
Wait,
Joe. Yeah, that's friend zone.
Yes.
That's friend zone.
Why are you vaping, dude?
So I'm vaping, bro.
That's why I act. I'm like, yo, Tyler, when did you start vaping? Wait.
Let's go.
Who are you sending it? No.
It's a waste story.
It really is. You're breathing vapes. Right. It really is.
It's like you're saying paying someone to breathe air.
Caps up 1-0.
What?
Caps are winning 1-0.
Hey, I hope they beat the Pens, bro.
I pray to God that they do. They win the Stanley Cup.
Nah, they're not going to the Stanley Cup. But
not the Caps or the Cavs.
I'm not saying they're bad, but like there's so much better teams.
Yeah. Press that.
Okay. But the Caps,
like if the there. Bruins beat,
are you putting that on there, Joe?
Huh?
So y'all gonna talk about
this nigga said Infinity War is gonna be our big topic.
Well, because that's a fucking crazy shit, dude.
I'm not a big fan of superheroes.
Fool,
did you
I'm
see it?
I'm telling you, Hulk is
okay.
No, Thanos is a thug, bro.
Well,
by the way, I know spoiler alert. Fucking up, right? Spoiler alert. If you have not seen Infinity War,
you fucked Hulk up, bro.
Hey, can I tell them that there's spoiler alerts before you say anything?
No.
Hey, if you guys haven't seen Infinity War and looking to do it. You might want to click out now because we're about to talk about it.
Who was fucking up Iron Man 2, wasn't
he? Hey, what's the link? What's the link?
Who, not really.
Who fucked up the Hulk?
Huh?
What's Thanos, the link? The purple nigga.
He was still killing it, though.
Who?
Purple?
Who the purple dude?
At least he didn't get disintegrated.
I know.
Who the purple dude?
What purple dude?
Thanos.
What? Oh, yeah, the dude with the ball sack chin.
Yeah, the ball sack chin.
That joke was hilarious.
No, the funniest one was Squidward.
Yeah, he goes, okay, listen, Squidward.
She was
but nah, Squid. No Hulk, right?
Yeah.
No, the purple person.
Yeah.
Thanos.
No.
That's him. That's Thanos.
Okay.
He fought Hulk, right? In the beginning.
And beat the fuck out of Hulk.
I've never seen Hulk get beat like that before, bro. Like, fool.
Well, he did have the. He did have
the. In Thor Ragnarok, he got beat up pretty bad by Thor.
Oh, the Hulk come back and
No, he didn't come out the whole movie. Bruce Banner, he was like, I need you. No! Like, dead ass.
Yeah, like, he was trying to, like, because I guess because he was Hulk for so long,
that he couldn't be Hulk anymore. Like, Hulk went away, and Hulk was like, I'm not coming out.
So he went back to regular person?
He went back to regular fucking Bruce Banner.
Hulk got his ass beat.
If you watched Thor Ragnarok, he was the Hulk for, like, 3 years consecutively, because he was a fighter in arena. Kind of like a, just basically a whole arena fighting.
But tell him
then
this
all of a sudden, he's like, I'm not going to be called Hulk again, because if I do, I won't be able to come back.
You already did.
You look tired as shit, bro.
Wait, that was good. Wait, that's what he said.
Yeah, isn't Thor Ragnarok, you remember that? He's like, remember he just got done being like the human again, or whatever. He was just sitting there. He goes, like, I can't be the Hulk again. If I do, I won't be able to go back.
So
that's why he was
so fast. That's why.
So what happened to Black Panther? Was he in that movie?
No, he wasn't.
Like, yes, he was. He got disintegrated in like 5 seconds.
Did you not see him? Yeah.
Was he in for a long time?
No, he was in.
Not Bruce. No, I said.
No, Black Panther.
Oh yeah, Black Panther got disintegrated.
Black Panther died. Spider Man died.
What?
Star Lord died.
I felt it when Groot died.
We went with the movie, and when Black Panther died, he goes.
I can see him because the movie always does that.
Can't be a Black Panther too,
man. Because the movie always does that.
So there's not gonna be a Black Panther 2 then.
They could be.
I'm telling you, they're bringing them all back. They literally killed off 15 heroes.
Why would they kill?
They killed Spider-Man, Black Panther, Star-Lord, Vision's dead.
It's not turning back time.
Doctor Strange.
What did Iron Man do?
They're probably going to have
Iron Man survived.
Who were they facing?
No.
Thanos.
I was talking to Tom.
He's the main bad guy from Thor Ragnarok. Just when he first showed up,
he saw like the one,
and he has all these. He's
with the one
in this movie. He's looking for the Infinity Stones. I think there's five.
Everything's supposed to happen.
And it's like time.
Did he die?
No, Thanos killed off half the population. And he just relaxed. Like at the end, it just shows him like sitting watching the sunset.
Thanos
fucking.
He should kill that. All the superheroes.
Have you thought about that?
Because he wants to do that. He wants to create like peace. So he wants to.
Joe.
What?
Remember when Vision was talking about all the possibilities of them dying?
Yeah.
Remember, Doctor Strange.
What was that?
He said there's only one out of like so and so million. What if the ending that we saw was an actual ending that they didn't, or they won, and that was maybe he visioned that. What if that actually didn't happen?
Everything was supposed to happen
like in the movie Twilight.
Yeah.
The ending of that one movie, mind blown. You thought everyone was dying, and all of a sudden it was just.
I was blown as hell.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are all the stones? There's time. What's the other one?
Time, reality,
but
power.
You seen
so.
Bro, you clearly haven't.
What's the last one?
There's six. There's two more.
Yeah, I thought why? That's just boring.
And isn't there like,
yeah,
lines
or
something? I thought the first 10 minutes. That's just got.
But you do watch Harry Potter, though.
Bro, in the comics.
The new Harry Potter coming out.
He actually used them to the full extent.
I watched the first one.
That's just crazy.
Bro, you guys ever seen
the comics Bones?
What? Because
they're long. They probably just.
I can't stand Harry Potter.
Hey,
I watched the first
one. You ever read the comic Bones?
Yeah.
You like that shit? Yeah, that's my shit.
For real.
I watched the first one.
Lord of the Rings is the best.
I don't like any of the Hobbit stuff.
Hey, you know they got a comic book store in Old Town, bro. Hey, you know about the comic book store here, right?
Yeah.
I might go check that shit out.
Guess how many comics Marvel has?
I love comics. Cool.
Over 100,000.
Bro, there's a next to Iron Man's gonna be a black girl.
For
Ironheart.
Is that who?
Riri Williams.
Who?
Yeah.
Her. Next to Iron Man, like the next Iron Man is a black girl.
That's so stupid.
I already told you.
How's that stupid? That's
her name is Riri Williams.
Iron Woman.
No, they call me Ironheart. I just said that.
Oh yeah, there is another.
So she's
Iron Man.
Getting married to Iron Man?
No.
She's like a 15-year-old college.
She's just another Iron Man.
How are you gonna take that seriously? A little girl like that?
No, but they're not. Hey, they're not. The thing I'm happy about is they're not making her Iron Man. Like, they're not taking Iron Man away and making her. They're just making another, like,
so
Iron
who survived? Who survived?
Iron Man. Shit.
Of course.
Cap. Basically, the core Avengers. So, like,
Iron Man, Cap, Hulk.
Widow.
Who the hell is Cap?
Captain America.
Oh, okay.
Widow.
Black Widow.
You know, the nerd.
Hulk.
Rocket.
Who?
Rocket.
I thought you said the Hulk died.
Oh yeah, Rocket the Raccoon.
He just got his ass beat, but he didn't get disintegrated.
Yeah.
Okolo,
Wait, so T'Challa died?
The girl, the black girl, the bald one.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, like, fuck
with him. She is. You notice her nipples are hard the whole entire every single movie?
Really?
Wait, doesn't Doctor Strange die?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Who else survived?
T'Challa died? Black Panther died?
Yeah, Black Panther died.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this
Falcon, they have to make more Black Panther.
No, Falcon's still there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. War Machine, that's why I know they're not done. That's why I know they're not dead because they don't just kill off Black Panther and leave.
Scroll down, that's a whole list.
Hold on, did he ask everybody who died? He
disintegrated.
What the fuck does that mean?
All right, so Thanos used the stone, one of the stones, the Time Stone, and went back and like stopped them from destroying.
So he went to Wakanda, whatever.
Yeah, there was a huge battle in Wakanda. Yeah.
That jump was lit.
Yeah, bro, was lit. That jump was and then Thanos used one of the stones and killed, because he had all the stones at this point.
Yeah.
And it killed off half the population. Half the population.
Half the population of Wakanda?
Like, no, of the whole entire Earth.
So when he snapped his fingers, Black Panther.
And I forgot about
Black Panther.
Black Panther was like,
he disintegrated.
He's like, what the heck? And he started running.
He died, right?
Yeah, he disintegrated.
He didn't come back. What happened to the dude loses the stone? He didn't come back.
He can reverse it.
Yeah, he has a time stone.
Yeah, but at the end of the movie, if you saw the movie, though.
So with the stones, he can reverse it.
They're crushed.
Yeah, you remember that? When he got hit, when they all got hit, it crushed the entire glove itself. And that's when he was sitting there, and they were all destroyed.
He's like, you should have aimed for the head, and then all of a sudden.
Honestly, it takes a lot for those.
So that means if you destroy the stones, Black Panther's gonna come back.
I just think in general.
Maybe. We don't know. Everybody's freaking out about it. Everybody's drawing up boards and shit. Like, what the hell? How did everybody die? Spider-Man, what I don't understand is everybody died so quickly, and Spider-Man took 6 days to die. He was like, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so well. And he started crying. It was really annoying, but whatever. Just like a bitch. That's why I don't like Spider-Man.
What I hate movies whenever they kill somebody off and then they bring them back, every time, then you're just like, what? At this point,
the thing. You can't kill off Black Panther, though. So, they're going to come back.
Half of the superheroes, they can't kill
off. Well,
yeah. But they could be a new Black Panther, because didn't Black Panther have kids?
No.
Didn't they have kids?
No, you can't do that, because he just came out. He just came out. So
why the fuck would you just kill him?
That's the drama.
It's the part of the movie. It's
part of really cool. So he's been like Avatar people on there.
That'd be cool as shit.
Can you imagine Avatar people in the movie? Oh, that'd
be sick. Aang in them?
They have. There's gonna be more.
Like water, earth, fire, air.
No. Avatar.
Like the blue monkeys.
The blue giant.
Everything.
Except the blue monkeys. They're Avatar.
That
wouldn't
make sense. That's stupid.
That'd be cool. Why would
they be in there?
Because they're not Marvel.
I fuck with the little Avatar one.
You know, Disney World just came out with Pandora in Animal Kingdom, so everything over there is from.
Is it cool?
You said Pandora, the music app?
No, Pandora from Avatar.
I don't know, bro.
Glad the pop culture is not
here with you. Can we talk about how drunk? Can we talk about how drunk Corey was on Saturday? He was laughing at everything. We sit there and this girl falls down on the little stool and he goes, he looks, he's like,
oh my god.
Yeah,
she was all over the place.
So I said, hey Corey, this is kind of like that Donkey Kong thing, you know what I mean? And just make him laugh.
Actually, I was somewhere. I was somewhere.
It
was
a Donkey Kong thing.
It
was a Donkey Kong thing.
That's it.
Do it.
All right.
Wait, y'all got football?
Huh?
Y'all got football?
Yeah, that was lit for 20 minutes. Then I was like, let's go to lax.
No, it wasn't.
And then all the fucking high schoolers started walking. Me and Tyler had to scream at the high schoolers to get him out.
Yeah, I'm
sure. Tyler, you don't see his eyes? High shit.
You remember that? When we had to kick the high schoolers out? These high schoolers came from prom. We knew they were high schoolers. They walk in and we're like, Teller goes, dude, there's high schoolers here. I said, no way. He goes, hey, get the fuck out. I was like, hey, get the fuck out. And they looked at us.
I was holding the door.
Yeah, and they look at us, and they and we stood up. And then they were like, okay. And they
The football house?
Yeah.
They were all dressed up in all their, they left.
Oh, yeah, because Handy's right there.
Yeah.
I was just holding the door. I didn't say anything.
Did y'all like the Buzzies today? What y'all think about it?
I thought last year was better. Last year was more like a.
I like my sleep. I know
that. Hey,
I'm
not sure to be honest.
Yeah, TJ and Chris Grady.
Who's TJ?
But you know,
TJ Heflin.
Why should he be recognized?
It was the rookie of the year because he had the most sacks in the game, second most sacks in the game.
But you know, they're not gonna give us everything. Why would Chris Grady be recognized
for the interception?
It was like the play of the year.
Yeah.
He didn't win it?
No. Somewhat.
Field hockey.
She had two goals in 33 seconds. I mean, that's cool. I'm not going to lie.
What was the win?
Yeah.
That didn't change the
game. That didn't seal the game. Yeah. For us, that sealed the win.
Like, it didn't seal the win, but it boosted our morale up so high that we just fucking crushed them at the end.
So, did we win anything?
Yeah, we won, like, four.
Aiden won two. Our team won. Male player of the year.
What'd you say, Aiden?
And then what did we win together?
I think football, all of us
football, won two. Football won.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we won two. Aiden won two. So,
so Aiden won what?
Player of the year, right? Mm-hmm. Male player of the year, and then...
Individual performance, best performance,
which for the passing yards. And it was funny because he goes, the guy's like 550 passing yards in one game, and then you hear grandma, he's like, that's a lot of yards.
Now, what else did we win together?
What was it?
Yeah,
best
team. No, wasn't best. Buddy, did you go? Yeah. Me and Buddy were just making fun of you this whole time.
Yeah.
What is it? Lax won, like, best performance or best team or something like that. I was like, you serious? Like, they barely broke.
Best
I don't think
team.
They didn't even break even on the record.
In the fourth quarter, some shit like that.
They didn't break even on the record. Like,
who the fuck votes for this shit?
People have no life. No, really? Students. No. People don't really vote.
I don't vote.
They just spread the awards around, bro.
I have a life. I don't vote. I have a life, so.
Why didn't you spread the awards around?
I should have won about that shit.
Huh?
You should have won.
For what? I didn't even fucking play.
No, dude.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get mad, but I didn't even
play. Jeez, Joe.
You're fucking me, right?
Get out.
Joe,
like, what the hell?
Don't worry about it.
What's the point?
Come on, bro.
I just... Dude, my phone's on like 45%.
45%?
Oh, yeah, I got you, Tyler. My bad, bro.
Fuck you, Joe.
Damn. What else?
He goes, why would I go? I don't fucking play. You didn't fucking play.
Hey, you gotta fight Joe for my box.
Hold on, did you have to give a speech?
Just plug it in over there.
All
right. Did you have to give a speech when you win?
Yeah. Hayden was like, I want to thank my roommate Glad. I was like, nah, no speeches.
Nobody.
Wait, nobody hated?
Yeah. Really?
You're really supposed to go up on the stage and accept it, but Hayden just walked to the edge.
Hayden was just like, is he even there? Is he even there?
Yeah, Hayden was there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, in the room. Like,
what?
Like, I know, because Hayden always says he's always...
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Fuck it.
No.
CT.
No. Do Hayden be at the crib?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Where do you guys live at? Pepperidge Farms.
Oh, you guys live together?
We just established that.
Twice.
CT.
Doesn't Daryl Pay live with you?
Yeah, Daryl. Like, before, it was me, Hayden, and Bam. Weird-ass combination, but it worked out. And then now it's...
So y'all just picked each other?
It's a long story.
Oh, where y'all was like, yeah, man, we're going to get an apartment.
No, it's a long story. It's a long story. And then now it's me, Hayden, and Dylan.
Yo, I got one more year. It's going to be so fun. But anyway, Apple Blossom. It's probably a good-ass weekend, bro.
Black party.
Everybody smile.
Black party?
Yeah, come, bro.
Where at?
I'd rather be on top of the parking garage because we're up there.
Where you guys at? It's gonna be
like on the side of the parking garage, you know, towards the soccer field.
Oh, right, so there. The school is doing it?
No.
This is just people. Like, people just bring.
They did it up last week or two weekends ago. They did it up at the new.
But who's black party?
Where is it at this time?
You know, everyone just shows up and they just
play. But who said let's do a black party?
Where's random people?
Who the fuck came up with it?
Are they going to be grilling?
2 weeks?
They do whatever.
So it has to be a sponsored event, you feel me?
Is there going to be food?
It might be.
No, there was.
It's Apple Boston, they might be.
No, but last time we went there,
you don't have fucking apples?
There's a
bunch of hot dogs and hamburgers and fucking chicken.
People had speakers.
Wait, did y'all have food?
Not last time, no. But it's Apple Boston, so I mean, you never know.
Fucking apples. You got green apple, yellow apple, red apple.
Worked in Apple Boston.
For real?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck work, man.
I work 2 to 10.
Don't let anything stop you from making money. Remember that.
Students exactly. In their parking lot.
Because when people say money isn't everything,
yeah.
Money isn't
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
So is love.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Who the fuck is Karan?
What?
Yeah, you really didn't play this either.
I didn't. Who's Karan?
DB.
Always
been
Kwan. Hey, what were you?
No, Kwan.
Thank you, Bridget.
Oh, yeah.
His roommate. Okay. What were you just showing?
Damn, what? Bundu, bro?
You don't be knowing, nigga.
I don't.
8:30.
Like, who's Jeff?
Oh, yeah, we got a meeting on Friday.
Is somebody named Jeff?
Yeah, Friday at 8:30 in the morning, baby.
Oh, yeah, I'm putting pads, helmets, and whatever else.
The cleats. After that, I'm gonna go work out at Hanley.
You need to hear Coach Yoder talk to
us. Y'all ever want to come?
Guys get motivated over summer, you know.
I know, man. Y'all, yeah.
Don't, he's gonna be like, don't lose what you guys gained.
That has to be your favorite.
He's gonna say that. I know he's gonna say that. Yeah, of course he's gonna
say that. That's my favorite coach. He said that to me in the individual meeting.
Coach Yoder is my favorite coach.
You're gonna be like, what we gained during spring ball, we can't lose it coming into fall.
I think we did pretty good last year.
We did. Like,
I don't, nobody really dropped. They
our strength has came up a lot compared to last year.
Yep.
That's how I got better at clean over the summer. I was like, yo, the pressure's on.
I gotta get my number.
Yeah, got better at hand clean.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Got better at SWAT too.
Some stuff.
When is SWAT?
Want to share?
Thursday?
I'll talk to you about it.
SWAT Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you.
Ooh, glad.
What the hell?
I have my meeting, so I can tell you exactly what this nigga said, right? So I can tell you exactly how phony that bitch ass nigga is.
Yo, he's phony as shit, bro.
I fucking hate that nigga, bro.
Who?
Nothing. And we're back.
Yeah.
Short little commercial right there.
Potty break. I had to go take a piss.
I want an apple blossom shirt, too.
Fuck no.
I want to pay my
bro, what the fuck you going to be wearing a light green shirt for? Bro, you won't be like a stop sign and shit?
Don't wear a pirate pink.
Bunch of us linemen walk in with a bunch of...
Shut up, Tyler.
You didn't know you vape?
No, I do. I just judge him every time.
Every time.
I hate the smell of vape.
Yeah, I'm done vaping, too.
You don't like blueberry?
No, I don't.
I don't like
breathing.
You know the joint that look like hard drives? I had one of them joints before, bro.
I like the cotton candy one.
That's your good. Which are this card?
What is
it? How are you talking
blueberry?
About, Jewel?
Blueberry?
He called it a hard drive.
Oh, fifth spot right here.
I'm sorry.
He called it a hard
what
drive.
What is it called?
Jewel.
He sounds like a hard drive.
Wait, that last though? It does look like a hard drive.
No,
honestly.
No.
It looks like a USB. USB plug.
Yeah, like what is it called?
Jewel.
No, you know the little joints you put the lead in? For the pencil?
That's
what it looks like, bro.
It does. It's like a lead over.
Yeah,
like,
you
know? The lead, all
the
female.
Bro, all the female.
She said, what?
J-U-U-L.
J-U-U-L. Them shits look like hard drive. You smoke a hook out there. You got them right, don't you?
No.
Jewel? Like, most of the freshmen?
Yeah.
That freshmen are like, yeah, man, get their jewels and...
Christmas.
June? No, first semester was.
Who the fuck
baby.
Room was that?
No, this semester. Hey, who got cut so far?
Nobody.
Yeah, I know.
Who what?
Chris Lynch got cut.
Really?
Cut? Oh yeah.
Wow.
Wonder why?
Why did he get him cut?
You guys don't know?
I know about what he said.
You got DUI.
Everybody, I know about that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he gone.
I don't know if coaches know about it, but
he got DUI.
Yeah.
Hold on, why he get cut though?
Because he's. Piece of shit.
Yeah, I think.
Is he really?
No. I think.
Like how? Like
somebody
how?
Put the pressure
on the dude's a drunk.
God.
Are you on?
No, we are.
All right.
Yo, I think, honestly think, see. Unrated. I think somebody put the pressure on them niggas. Like, if you gonna have.
This
that racist
USB,
ass
bro.
Nigga. If you gonna have that racist ass nigga on the team, you feel me? Yo.
It's a USB.
I guarantee you, Coach Drake and Coach Oliver were like...
He got cut because they think that reflects on their, like...
Well, not only that, but the kid's a piece of shit.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, we wasn't...
And we're back!
I had a lot of questions, bro, but we're, right, we're talking...
Nah,
it's okay.
Hey, nah, fuck that. Talk that shit,
but yeah, it's but like, yeah, so, so the Buzzy was cool, though, right?
Yeah,
Buzzy
that's
was
right.
Straight.
Yeah.
We fake as fuck.
I
the Buzzy. Oh, nah, he was in the library, right?
We fake.
Nah, I was gonna
hey,
and we're back.
Hey, I,
hey, bro,
I wore three. I wore a three-piece. I wore a three-piece of the Buzzies.
Yeah, son, he finessed them niggas.
What, yeah, shirt, shorts, and socks?
No,
it was you, that dude that was on the stage.
Well,
no,
the
first
what?
The dude that was on the stage,
nah,
then it was
nah,
you,
nah,
best
I mean,
dressed in it.
Just like, I legit wore this. But he went all out. He wore for the game day, that's what he wore.
I wore this, because if you're in the cut, they won't notice. Look, I'm so ghetto. Motherfucking,
that's too much. I can't dress it up.
It's not really dressing up for me. It's
like I love dressing up.
I don't like putting on dress
clothes. I love wearing a suit.
I don't mind dressing up.
You know he wore the suit one time to the Last House.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, for Halloween.
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 I said Halloween. Yeah, Halloween. Halloween. I remember that. He came in there.
I was Italian gangster.
You were sweating the whole night. Weren't you?
That's why I was only there for 15 minutes.
Hold on. So what y'all going to be drinking for Apple Blossom, bro? What y'all drinking, bro?
Jane and UV?
Not just that, bro. Yeah.
Wait, Joe. Who's making
a joke?
What days are you chilling? What days are you
out?
Chill Thursday.
Oh, so did you pay him?
I'll chill. But
no, what days are you, like, studying?
What are you talking about it for?
I gotta study every day, but stuff, like, right? I'll chill.
Are you gonna, like, study first and then
care?
Enjoy the night?
Year. Yeah, like, if you're, if you want me to come over, like, every day, I'll come over every day. But, like, I'm still gonna, like, study.
Luke.
Wait, we starting on Thursday?
Like, Sunday, I'm making sure I'm, that's when I'm
like a big ass, it was like a tub. Like, we all bought shit, we put it together, like a tub.
Oh, you said you wanted to come to my crib,
make something? We all had a gallon.
Thursday, right?
It was so fucking good. Like, it was like fucking juice, bro. That shit was fucking good. And the fruit in it.
Hey, Louis coming on Saturday.
Best shit ever.
Hmm? Louis?
How much?
Yeah, he's coming on Saturday.
Big Louis?
Yeah.
From last year?
Yeah, he stayed with me.
$20. Oh my God. I don't believe this.
We all spent $20. Imagine.
What'd you put in there?
We put lime, apples, oranges.
Oranges.
Pineapple.
It's called jungle juice, right?
Pineapple.
Yeah, if you put like a bunch of alcohol on it, yeah.
Pineapples. We put
guess what my dad says.
Alcohol. We put. Yeah, I forgot.
Orange.
They put some raw.
Yeah. Like there's an
fucking lag.
We had orange juice, Sprite, Hawaiian Punch. That shit was good. It
should make it again.
The best shit from the fruit was the lime. The lime, like, you let that shit sit in there for that, like, the whole night, and you wake up the next morning. For us to keep it cold, we had to put frozen water bottles in it.
We're going to the party this week, bro.
Downtown football house with the football.
Yo, me and
we're going to be drinking.
I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
whatever they have at the bars. Probably Long Island Iced Teas.
It's like pretty good.
Yeah, long. You never had Long Island Iced Teas? Yeah, it's pretty good.
Tyler just started drinking like last month.
I remember the first time I saw you drunk. It was funny as shit.
Yeah, I was there his first time ever getting drunk, and he goes, "We're playing Sea of Thieves, like just chilling, you know, drinking." Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Joe," I said, "What?" He goes, "I'm dizzy, bro." It was funny as shit.
I said, hey, try it.
Taste it.
Well, you just
got
to drink it.
Dude, that's the first time I ever got drunk. It was a football house. And that was, 6'7". Me and him were drinking. He was supposed to be my DD. But we stayed at the football house.
Jungle juice. A bunch of
more. I
hear
my DD gets
fucked up. Mixed Four Locos and a bunch of stuff.
That's what I told him. I said,
y'all want to get drunk on Apple Blossom?
Why? Is that a bad idea?
No.
I don't want to.
I'm not a drink.
Alright, so hear me out. If I get fruit punch for a little,
I don't know
if
I'm going
to get fruit punch. Would that be good?
I don't know if I could get
it. Hey, we just need someone to...
But, Corey, what you drinking?
DD.
UV and Jen.
No.
What?
UV and Jen.
What?
UV.
Okay, I heard you.
And Jen.
Everyone can drink. Someone saying, what? What?
Wait, what's your Saturday move?
Huh?
What's your Saturday move?
I don't know yet.
Wait, we don't got class on Friday.
Yo,
nope.
I don't.
Joe, what's he doing?
I'm hanging out with Fondue and Louie.
Did you think
Lulu
about that?
Who?
Big Lulu.
Joe, you know that?
Huh?
That party?
Yeah, me and Fondue chill all the time.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I realize that if we get fucked up Thursday night.
I'm gonna go out like that, but when I do, it's like I have a good time.
I'm like everybody gets together. That means everyone's going to drink all Thursday night and they have to do equipment at 8 in the morning.
What are you drinking for Apple Blossom?
Oh, yeah, I'm getting fucked up Thursday.
Are y'all going to eat something?
Wait, are you escorting?
Yeah.
You're
No.
Oh, you're probably something.
Are you Corey?
Mm-hmm. Are you escorting?
No. Probably like aristocrat or something. Are you? It's all tall white people, so I'm short and black, so that
yeah. It is, huh? It's just a bunch of people.
Is it really all tall white people?
All tall white people?
No, it's just a bunch of people.
Is it really all white people?
Yes! The all tall white people. That ass. And then Dial Poddy be, I was like, that ass. I was like, I ain't getting
that shit. Is it all white? I know they mixed it up. I know it's going to be like track, soccer, and football.
Yeah, they did.
Last year was just football.
Yeah.
I think they got tired of the brothers and
so they got sick of us, yo. That nigga Tom, like before we went to the little Piccadilly joint.
Oh yeah.
This nigga drank, like in his suit, went to it like a day party. In his suit, drank and came on the bus with us. And he was just twisted out of that joint. And then the girls, they kept snitching on him.
Yep.
So now they went all with the
Yeah, they got tired of us.
Wait, they have lax there? Yep, they have lax there.
Yeah, lax.
They're gonna drink. They're gonna drink before that. They're lax players.
So, what you drinking?
All they had. No, they all look the same.
I'm like, you know what I am, bro? I'm like the coordinator, bro.
I wonder, do we all look the same? Do we all look like
the coach?
I think people can tell more football.
Yeah.
Like, you know how lax doesn't really like us being at their house?
They don't?
Like, they really they don't...
Hey, yo, shout out my nigga Orlando, man. I fuck with Orlando, man.
Yeah, shout out Tiger.
Shout out to Heavy and...
I fuck with Lax, man. Y'all gonna stop...
That's what I'm saying. That's
Drew, I fuck with
Bruh. Y'all got problems.
Why does you believe that people got beef, bro? I feel like you cool with everybody, though.
Nah, I feel like niggas got beef with me, man. But
People hate me.
I know niggas.
I don't know problems with nobody.
I just don't like Lax's music's horrible.
Yeah, they know that. They played Fallout. I don't want to go back. Who does that? Me? Yeah, I was so oblivious to you. Yeah, like even in high school, you have problems with teammates. No, I knew that. We hated niggas. Oh, okay. I'm about to say, like, high school, you just getting fights in high school. Like, people, like, high school practice.
I ain't do nothing. I
don't have problems with nobody. The worst thing is to tell somebody I don't like you. I just walk away. The worst thing is the person thing about, man, what the fuck did I do? Wait, who you got beef with? That's the worst thing. No, we're not talking about that. We talked about that last week. Who you got beef with? We already know, bro. We already know, bro. People got beef with me. We already know, bro. Like I said, like, I stay in my lane. Like I said, I'm gonna leave it at this. If you don't respect me, don't expect me to respect you back.
We already know.
You know, if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to know by my attitude. You're going to know, like, if I fuck with you. If I fuck with you, it is what it is.
If I'm friendly saying hi, I would say I'll fuck with you. But if I just say, hey.
Oh, I was going to ask you, how's that police thing go?
It was easy.
I know, I've noticed by the bench. I walk these kids up, getting, like, tens on each side, barely lifting. I'm like.
By most of them,
you see that somebody lift all that way, and they're all looking at it's like,
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm sure that's what was easy, bro. I'm surprised that guy was coming over talking to, uh, who was he talking to, Joe? Mm. I forgot what coach's in there, but he probably was like, hey, me and Booker are only from the players. We need to do like a swap or something. Wait, what? Jeez, those kids, I don't know how old those guys were. They're like, they're in 20s and they were just, who, the police thing, police thing on, yeah, yeah, yeah. Those guys are, bro, so that was easy. Really? If I robbed them, I was my bad. But if I robbed a bank, I think none of them could have caught me besides the left. I probably could have jogged and thrown them.
I wouldn't have let Glad chase me. I would have stopped or
no, same besides. If I would have saw Glad, I would have dropped him and been like, here you go.
Nah, because you remember last week I was like, I had a police test for me to do?
It was actually the next morning.
Yeah, it was the next morning, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw you in the...
Oh, yeah, me and Joe were in there.
How was the mile? How'd you get it?
That shit was easy.
Really?
Yeah. No, dude. Look, I actually thought that shit was going to be hard. I was like, you know what? You got people that started sprinting, like, as soon, because I did a police test before, so I knew, like, all right, I can't just, right off the bat, give it 100%. So, you have people that pass, and are like, don't worry, I'll catch up to you. And then once you get, like, the mile, that's when, I started passing everybody. And then once I got to my mile, it was, like, 7:58. Like, someone never told me that. And I started jogging.
I started jogging.
I think he said 7:58 or like 8 minutes, and then he was like, for a mile?
So you had another 8 minutes to run 2 laps?
Yeah. I would probably have walked.
So for a cop, for...
Okay. It's Winchester.
So basically, I was surprised, bro.
When he was like, yeah, we like, yeah, eight, I think he said 7:59 or 8 minutes.
Like,
I was like, okay. So So I started like.
Did anybody the know fat man jog? Did you just pass that? I do that.
Yeah, you had a 300 meter. Yeah, you had one dude.
Fuck a 300.
He took off.
Fuck 300.
And then once he got to the half, he started slowing down, and then he just had a worse. That was worse. He couldn't breathe nothing.
Once you get around to that last.
Some people didn't look like they were prepared for that.
Nah, but here's the thing. That's the minimum standard. Once you get into the academy, they push you to your limit.
Oh, of course I bet.
Like, that's FBI training. Because look.
I'm sorry.
You see how many people there were?
Yeah.
Probably five people will graduate.
Oh, yeah, you were there too.
It's hard, bro.
Five, it's hard.
The minimum requirement of that is like people can do that in the state. But once you get in the academy, bro,
you think you'll be able to pass academy?
Fuck yeah.
It's class.
Shit, bro. Like, what? You put up with 4 year football here? Yeah.
That's
a D-line.
Any D-line could probably pass like a conditioning test anywhere.
That's nothing, bro.
Yo, people say that all the time.
That's nothing, bro. I feel like if I would have went to the military, I'd be good.
Yeah, that's what people
say. I go to the military because
I'm no lineman.
Cause look,
I'll be a cook in the military.
Cause look, I was already pushed to my limit, and I'm like, all right, I got more.
Yeah, I've been pushed to my limit.
Yeah, I've been pushed to my limit. So like. I feel like the police test, any football player, you go through the academy, you'll be able to pass. Because you know why? Throughout football, depending on the coaches you have,
unless
you get pushed to your limit.
Unless they got something equivalent to stadiums.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be a stadium.
Like, as long as I want to run more times.
Like if you're running for 45 minutes and then you're not passed out and you're still able to, after do what you do, you'll be able to go to the academy.
I ran for 45 minutes straight.
You'd be able to go to the academy, bro.
When I saw some of those guys, I was like, dang, this guy's just, like, you see one of those guys who are like barely 5 foot. I'm just like, what are you doing here, man?
Fuck the police. I'll join the FBI.
Now, here's the thing. I want to do that, but you got to have 3 years or 2 years in law enforcement.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Because they want you to have an experience. And one thing about FBI, that's just not really like what it is. Like, you're more of like an office type of guy. You work on terrorism, corruption, stuff like that. Local law enforcement, that's where it's at, because you get to chase bad guys and police chase, all that. Bust through doors, all that. FBI, it's like you
that's
get a 3 months investigation, and then for that one day, you get to go bust through somebody's door. So after 3 months,
I'd rather do that.
Can you imagine if you're
man, I gotta do local, bro. You're chasing motherfuckers, like,
that's
you feel
tired.
Me?
Probably get fired.
That's tired.
Bro, you fat.
If that's what you want to do. Exactly. Hey, if you're a cop.
Exactly. That's tiring, bro. What the fuck?
If you're a cop and you like get up in the morning and it's like, man, I really hope I get to use my gun today. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah,
there's
you're wild.
Yeah.
You're wild.
You don't want to use your gun.
I never said I wanted to kill anybody.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
You wild.
I love the military, though.
Awesome. But it was chill, though. I finished my lap. I finished my mile.
Like, what I would want. Now, don't get me wrong. I do.
Mile and a half. Money,
ISIS. I want to kill ISIS.
I don't want to kill. I don't want to kill nobody. But, like, if somebody's in front of my face in the military, come on, soldier, Marcus William.
I can tell somebody's like,
I don't care if you're a freaking black belt, judo, we fight. I don't care.
Like,
you're
fat,
you're not getting my face.
What would be the thing you're most scared of in boot camp of military? Most thing, like, you're like, oh, shit, I got
OC
this.
OC spray. Going to the gas chamber. That's one thing I'm scared of.
What
the fuck is that?
You go in, you have a gas mask on, they say, okay, take off your gas mask on three, and they count to three, take off your gas mask, and it's in a gas chamber. They have their gas mask on, and they put gas out, and you have to...
Well,
like,
not gas that can kill you, but...
Yeah, but like tear gas, basically.
I think it's
you have to get out.
You have to run out, following the other person. Everybody throws up every
it's
time.
It's like being a pepper spray.
Basically. But you gotta, like, open... You gotta make sure you open your eyes and take a deep breath. They said, open your eyes, take deep breath.
This is like a mental game. Like, I think running and stuff would be more trying.
All that shit, I hate that mental shit.
If you didn't tell me my mile was at 8 minutes,
I ain't bothered by it.
I probably would have finished at 11. I probably would have finished the whole mile in 11.
Makes you
want to
say,
like,
fuck.
Like, we're going on 12. I finished mile and a half, 13 minutes on the dot.
What did he say to you after, like, did he say you did good and everything?
Yeah, he was like, look, because...
You fuck with that shit?
Because, look, I kept the same pace.
I won't get military.
I kept the same pay every time. He was like, good, because he gives you numbers. He was like, good job, 29. I like your pay. I'm like, yeah, bro.
And then when you went to bench, you went.
I see that?
Yeah. I saw him go, I'm like, are they going to have more weight?
Yeah, it was 70% of your weight, right?
Yeah,
he gets up, he goes, all right, ready? Go. That was funny as fuck.
Dude, I got up. I looked at the office, so he was like, you're good. Yeah, I know.
And then your push ups, you were like,
did you see the support rack they had? It was just actually above your chest. You could hear your chest. Yeah.
It is what it is, bro.
That's crazy.
I'm a dog, bro. I told you.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Like, once I put my mind to something, bro, it's.
So you actually applying everything for this job? That's the one thing I want. I'm telling you, man. That football shit paid off. So you see, if that's the only thing I want, besides, like, oh yeah, other than having genetics from Haiti, I want to go to the gym with, but actually a bunch of people in there. That junk is sexy. Yeah, Gold's Gym, it is like, that's my last trip.
I was a little disappointed when you get the same height for everybody almost. No, then they do like your middle finger on the bottom. Yeah, that's easy. Dude, I didn't even bend my knees. I just didn't bend my knees like that. If I would have bent my knees an actual jump, you would have jumped over it. What does that prove? Freaking coach table was like, couldn't get the top. I was like, coach,
Are you serious? I didn't do it over again. Like, don't play with me, man. Like, I didn't win that award ceremony. Yeah, he does it every year. He runs up and grabs his award and says something or jumps or something.
Yeah, last year, remember? Were you there last year? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember he got up and he was like, here we go. And then, like, he was like, He yelled, remember he yelled at everybody, he's like, Can you guys hear me, or something like that?
Yo, people love Sable, man.
Yo, Sable's a dog, man.
Bro, I'm surprised Wiggly didn't get any
clap, man.
For real? Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro. I freaking love Sable, dude. Sable's amazing, bro.
I think Wiggly was kind of hurt that he didn't get anything. I love Wiggly. He was our AD last semester.
Wait, what's your major? What's your major?
BA right now?
BA.
Sports management. Business administration.
Sports management.
Don't you want to go to law enforcement?
My dad was in law enforcement for 29 years.
29 years.
That's a retirement plan right there.
Bruh.
And he's still not retired.
Dude, once you get to like 25, like most departments, you got to be 25 after 25 years, and you get like, you get banked, bro.
Yeah.
You get banked, bro. And then if you, they have like, some department, they have like, if you stay another 3 more years,
I'm trying to talk about the hoes.
Let's talk about the hoes, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, yo.
Hey, but no one presents my phone, man.
And we're back.
were we talking online the whole time?
No, we was on. 9:34. Wait, that's the time. Hey, 33%. And Mark Quarles hit you up.
Mark, boy.
So, they're gonna be the biddies at the,
There was a lot last time. You're gonna be biddies, right? I mean, the biddies in the city. My thing is, so DBS, DBS just drove by when I was there and they didn't say nothing, because technically what are you gonna do? I took my nap right before the workout. They weren't too loud, they weren't like destroying. I took my nap right before the workout.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Technically it's just gonna be like a hanging out. They're not disturbing nobody. What's the point? You're on campus. I want to know who said it's a block party. It just spread like crazy last time, and it was awesome. There were so many people there because more people went there at the beginning than the Lax House, and they went.
I feel like I hate the Lax House. I feel like, yeah, I'm not going to Lax House. I feel like every time you do something the first time, it's always the best.
And then after that, you try to match up to it.
Yeah. So that's why I feel like the first Lax. The first block party was probably amazing.
Yeah.
This one, he's trying to match up to that, and people just gonna be wilding.
I think it's gonna be crazy with Apple Blossom and stuff, and there's gonna be a lot of people coming out.
But that was how
the last time. Have you guys been to the carnival?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like it?
Yeah. Last year was fun.
Did you have fun? You went, did you go this year?
I went last year. No, I haven't gone this year.
Yeah, the funnel cake. Can you go drunk? No, the funnel cake. They will catch, like, they know, like, if you're walking around, they see you. You're done. Because you got to think about it. It's not only you. You have kids and shit like that. So you're endangering kids.
Damn, if I get that funnel cake while I'm drunk,
hey, you can imagine that. Sometimes you can't even taste it.
Yeah, you're just.
You're be eating and you're like,
just staring.
You're like,
but he just chewing you like.
Uh-huh. I went his first time. I said, "Hey, try this popcorn." He said, "All right."
Because I was gaming. And I had.
He goes.
I literally ate it. I'm like, I don't taste shit right now.
He goes like this. He goes. Joe, he goes, Joe.
Because I grab like a Joe, huge handful.
Joe,
I don't know why. Well, it is.
I can't taste this.
Eating chicken nuggets though, like while drunk,
bro. I can see you, you remember when
bro, I got a 20 piece of McDonald's? I was like,
that 10 piece or whatever. Hey, hey, Tyler, tell him about that.
Tell him about that. It's kind of like when you're drunk, it's kind of like you're dreaming about the food too, yeah.
Bro, and then you're saying, yo, these chicken nuggets are good as hell, bro. But you can't taste shit. You can't taste shit. You're like, these chicken nuggets are good as hell, bro. Mm-hmm. But you can't taste shit at all.
Wow. One time when Joe got drunk, I was DDing for him, and he was like, I'm gonna get you chicken nuggets. He's like, all right, man, whatever. And I gave it to him. He ate them in like 2 minutes. And then like 10 minutes later, he didn't remember. He's like, bro, let's get food. I was like, I just got you nuggets. He's like, I don't remember that. I was like, Joe, that was 10 minutes ago. Like, he has a McDonald's bag next to him. He's like, I don't remember eating that.
Bro, I scarfed that shit down.
That was before I even knew like really what drinking was. And then I drank and I understand.
Yeah. Bro, like, and that night I was chugging vodka. Like I was drinking it like it was water.
Yeah. Oh, that was me last year.
You haven't reached
the
point of no return yet. No, you gotta reach the point where you don't remember shit.
That shit happened to me this year.
I think if I do 3-4
I mean, I saw flash.
Hold on, have you thrown up?
Hey, like when you was in Canada.
See, you have not thrown up.
Hey, wait till you get with like your family to do it. The first time I threw up off alcohol, I was with my family. No, dude.
It's fucking weird. Like,
yeah. I was with my uncles. They were like, take shots with me. I told you guys about that story.
I'm going to say some shit, and then it's going to be like,
I did. You know what I told my dad? Hey, you know what I told my dad? I told him I like black girls. I said, I don't give a fuck what you think. I was drunk as shit. He goes, Joe, I don't give a shit.
He tells me all the time when he gets drunk, he goes, I like black girls. I'm like, I know, Joe.
Everybody like for me, drunk, what?
Like for me, if I get drunk, my family, I'm going to say some shit, and then I'm going to
say you're trigger.
My dad apparently.
I'm going to say some real shit. Like, if I'm around my dad, like, we're going
to
start.
Bro, my dad apparently wants another one of those things to happen because he's taking us on a cruise for my birthday, my 21st birthday, and he got us a drinking package. Free drinks, unlimited drinks, the whole cruise for a fucking week. I'm going to die.
Blackout.
I'm gonna die.
With his dad.
Yeah, my dad's like, yeah, we'll get a couple drinks. I was like, Dad, a couple. It's gonna be my 21st birthday. He goes, we'll get a lot of drinks, and it's fucking awesome.
That's what I'm doing with my 21st big party.
Mad drinks.
Well, I don't know. Drinking's not a big thing.
Get a whole bottle of Ciroc on my birthday.
I
mean, I don't like drinking.
I'll ask my dad. I'll be like, can we get some
Ciroc? I don't like drinking, but
yeah.
Like, this is the thing. Like, I can't. Like, I'll
shit's expensive, bro.
Yeah.
I'd rather have marijuana than drink.
It's so good.
But I can't.
So good.
I've never
had marijuana. So
it's rich.
Because of the job I want to do. So in order for me to like just relax.
Just say weed. Why say marijuana?
How much alcohol does it make?
Because he's about to be
a person.
Marijuana sounds weird.
Yeah, it sounds like you. Like,
it's not
sophisticated. It sounds like you're educated, right? Yeah, right. That's the whole point.
So Tyler,
he was asking how much does it take to get people drunk, but
how much
does
it take to be drunk?
Like you, if you've never drank before, it'll probably take.
Or how much does it take to get you drunk? Or like feeling it?
Probably half a bottle.
Half a bottle.
How about Ciroc?
Oh, shit, that's a lot. All right, Joe, go.
Yeah. I'm a lightweight.
Joe
I'm
is a lightweight.
I'm a lightweight, so give me about 5 or 6 shots, I'm feeling it.
Like, feeling it good.
Yeah.
But you have a bottle.
Depending on what I drink and how fast I drink it. So, like, gin, if I don't, it's like gin? Gatorade, gin.
You mix it?
So, like, battery acid and then water?
Yeah. And then, recently, my dumb ass, I just reacted.
There's, like, comparisons to everything. It's, like, spot
but
on.
But then, I drink way too fast. That's my problem. And then I'll just be all fucked up. You should have seen me last weekend. I was walking in front.
You should have seen me 2 weeks.
I saw Austin Ward, right? He Corey, you drunk as shit. I'm like, no, I'm not. And I stumbled into the wall. I was like, no, I'm not. And, yeah, I feel bad.
When a Bubby drinks,
who y'all be getting drunk with?
I get drunk with Cam Campbell.
Who?
Cameron Campbell.
What is that?
DB.
Tyler? No. How much does it take you to get drunk?
That's your roommate?
No, I haven't truly been drunk. EJ moved out.
That one time when I had like a 4 Loco and a half.
He had a 4 Loco and a half and like 3 Smirnoffs.
EJ. 3 Smirnoffs.
Well, where do you go? Where do you go?
Where do you go? I just went downstairs.
I chugged.
Why you move out?
Like, even if it tastes bad.
We didn't get along.
4 Loco and Smirnoff don't taste bad.
Are you serious?
No, I'm talking about like alcohol.
Yeah, like shots. Shots. A lot of times you have to chase. Like chase with like soda or something. Put soda in your mouth, drink it, and soda again.
You know, Will.
See, buddy,
you
know,
takes away though.
See, buddy, for locusts, like something that doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah, I like
for me, for locusts don't taste bad at all. I usually chug a fruit punch
for like a, with my I still remember Coach Oliver made me and Joe run two extra laps.
I legit chug it.
Yeah.
Why?
Because like we showed up late to like a.
I remember that. I felt bad for y'all.
Oh man, I was like.
Which I was drunk.
No. Like we showed up late to a breakfast at Guilford.
He was like Carter and Joe run two extra laps. I was like.
Run six laps.
Everybody else left. Oh, that's where we stayed at the
hotel.
The Four Seasons.
I chose the hand, and we ran like four or like eight laps.
We ran four. Y'all ran four. We had to run six.
Y'all had to run six. I was like, Daniel, I think he was hurt.
Joe.
Yo, shit, I was hurt the whole fucking season.
Bro, I was. Corey, you want to hear the situation? You want to hear the situation? Like, pretty much a lot of people were sitting there waiting for the elevator at 9:15. Yeah, I was literally pressing the elevator button faster than any girl I've ever figured out.
He